The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michelle Brown is with me in studio. Michelle is a senior family mediator and the author of Scars of Divorce, How to Avoid Them and Achieve an Amicable Divorce in Modern Ireland. Michelle, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thanks a million for coming in. Angelina Jolie asking her kids to give Brad Pitt a hard time, the cold shoulder to create a wedge between them. I don't expect you to know the ins and outs of Brad and Angelina's separation, but how often do you come across things like that?
Look, well, they didn't come to me for mediation, clearly.
Well, that's their problem.
First mistake,
Angelina.
Herein lies the problem. I mean, it depends, I suppose, on which route we're taking to divorce, Kieran. This is the bigger problem. I mean, I think it's inevitable that damage is caused to our children if we take the strong legal route to court with our spouses. It's nearly inevitable that damage is going to be caused. You know, it's like driving around the car with no seatbelt and smoking with your kids in the back of it. Mm. You're going to put them in danger of harm. What we've been doing, you know, we're doing it so long. It's the practice for so long. We keep doing it. We think this is what we're supposed to do. We contact the solicitor. We take the spouse. And without realising it, we're building cases against each other. We're killing each other. And the children are in the middle of it. We're taking advice from our solicitors who are not trauma-informed, who with, you know, all the best will in the world, their aim is to have a case heard, to win a case, to go to court. Mm. And, you know, when we're taking that route, our children are going to get hurt. There's, you know, there's nobody that starts out saying,
yeah,
you know, that they want to put their children in any harm's way. Mm. However, this is happening. I can see it time and time again. I've lived it. It's all written in the book.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point is, when you stand back from it and you've had the experience that I've had, I can see clearly we need to deal with this better. We need a sea change with, you know, society as to how we say we deal with it, you know, that it's frowned upon nearly to be taking that aggressive legal route against each other.
Yeah.
And that we say, you know, no, there's children involved. We are going to do this amicably, and that it be the thing to do to look at mediation to deal with our separations and divorces.
Yeah, so I've an interest in this. I trained as a solicitor. My wife is a mediator. I should give them a plug, shouldn't I? Cuddihy Doyle Mediation Services. But anyway,
of course,
I'd be in trouble if I didn't. So I kind of find this interesting because you're right. I mean, solicitors, and it's not out of badness. It's just out of the structure of how the system works. You're only representing your client, and you're representing their best interests.
Yeah.
As opposed to the best interest of the other side. The difference with mediation is you've got one individual who is trying to find a settlement that everybody is maybe not happy with, but everybody is happy to compromise.
Exactly. And it's great that you get it. And yeah, I know your wife is a mediator. So obviously you get it. You're living this. So it's for, I suppose, it to be accepted that this is the best route. You know, we wouldn't intentionally hurt our children. We don't put them into the cars without seatbelts. We don't smoke in the cars with them because we know better. It's very hard to explain to somebody the damage that's done in this court process when you're on the outset of it, when you're on the cusp of a case with your spouse. But I can tell you after many years of experience that it's extremely damaging. So, yeah, exactly what you're saying. The fundamentals are, your mediator is working in the best interest of your children and yourselves.
Mm.
So, you know, when this came through as a bill, it was the Mediation Act 2017 that allowed for mediators to create legally binding separation agreements, Kieran. That was huge. And the government, I feel, had a responsibility to highlight and explain as to what that meant, because we now have a position that people like me and people like your wife are trying to explain to people, you know, what mediation is,
yeah,
what the Act does, what it can. And, it, you know, simply not good enough. It's there. It's enacted. It's law. It's a legal way for people to keep their separations out of court. And it needs support from the government. But the more, I suppose, the public understand, the more we realise there's a better way of doing this. This is what it's about discussing and highlighting. And this is why it's great, I suppose, to...
And Are there changes coming down the tracks that might see more and more people going down the mediation route?
Unfortunately, you know, it's something that I don't believe is getting enough support from the government. Yeah. You know, you probably will have heard about the bill that they're trying to put through at the moment, the family courts bill, which will take many of the family cases from the circuit court to the district court. Okay, so currently that's what's on the agenda at the moment, and it, to be honest with you, is going to make matters worse. The government are focusing on how to deal with the level of cases that are going through the courts at the moment. The courts are bursting at the seams. Yeah. There's not enough, you know, time in the day for the judges, especially rural Ireland, for it to be heard. So the government are focusing on, you know, creating a new courthouse in Dublin, creating a different system where they'll bring cases through the district court. So, you know, you have a district court judge that deals with everything from parking tickets to, you know, petty crime to you know, that kind of things. But they're talking about putting the separations through the district courts, which will basically increase their workload. I believe that the government should focus through a different lens on how to reduce the numbers. I don't think there has been enough effort to look at actually reducing, rather than how are we going to cater for these numbers, how can we reduce these numbers? The mechanism is already there. Highlight what mediation is, what's it about.
Yeah.
You know, there's many things the government can do with regard to guidelines around maintenance, guidelines around, you know, what should be done.
Yeah.
Focus on reducing the numbers, Ciarán, rather than how are we going to squash these all in. 70% of what's queuing up in family courts don't need to be there. Mediation is already in existence, and, you know, that's what I suppose I would love to see the government highlight and support private practice mediation in order to reduce the court numbers.
Well, you made the case for it well, Michelle, and thanks a million for coming into studio. Michelle Brown is a senior family mediator. She's the author of Scars of Divorce, How to Avoid Them and Achieve an Amicable Divorce in Modern Ireland. Again, Michelle, thank you for your time.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.